Now, let's delve deeper into the elements of art present in Erich Niebuhr's TPC No. 5. A close examination reveals a thoughtfully arranged interplay of lines, shapes, and colors, all contributing to a richer understanding of the artwork's narrative. Starting with line, one of the first elements to catch the eye, we see a variety of types employed throughout the painting. The lines are predominantly curved and fluid, creating an organic feel that reflects the movement associated with the trolley push carts. Some lines are thick and pronounced, while others are delicate and thin. This variety guides the viewer's eye across the canvas, suggesting a sense of flow that keeps one engaged. How do these lines direct our gaze, and how do they echo the chaotic yet vibrant urban environment from which the inspiration may stem? Moving on to shape, it is fascinating to note the juxtaposition between geometric and organic forms in TPC No. 5. The shapes formed by the intersecting lines frequently evoke thoughts of the carts the title references, yet they are abstracted to the point where they invite broader interpretations. The arrangement of these shapes creates a visual rhythm, drawing viewers into the piece's layered complexity. How does the use of abstract shapes influence our perception of their real-life counterparts? When we turn our attention to color, Niebuhr's palette emerges as one of the painting's most captivating features. The dominance of soft pastels, combined with occasional bursts of bolder colors, creates a sense of harmony despite the apparent chaos. Color theory comes into play here, with complementary colors used effectively to create contrasts that hold the viewer's attention. The cool undertones of the gray background provide a tranquil foundation against the vibrant lines, enhancing their emotional impact. Does the color scheme remind us of specific urban scenes, or does it evoke an entirely different realm of emotion? Texture, while often less visible in a two-dimensional piece, also plays a vital role in TPC No. 5. The application of paint appears relatively smooth, yet variations in thickness and gloss create subtle texture where the colors intersect. This surface quality invites viewers to explore the dimensions of the artwork more closely. How does the texture contribute to our understanding or interpretation of the cultures and experiences represented in the piece? As we consider the principles of design, balance becomes essential in understanding TPC No. 5. The artwork is characterized by asymmetrical balance. While elements on the canvas do not mirror each other, they are distributed in a way that feels visually stable. This balance juxtaposes the chaotic appearance of the lines with a more organized overall composition, provoking viewers to think about the dualities often found in urban life, both disorder and harmony. Continuing our visual analysis of Erich Niebuhr's TPC No. 5, we can now explore how the elements and principles of design interact to create a cohesive and evocative experience. The use of balance in this artwork is particularly striking. As we noted, the painting exhibits asymmetrical balance, which contributes to a sense of movement and dynamism. Unlike symmetrical compositions that create a sense of stability and calm, this piece's asymmetry reflects the often chaotic nature of urban life. The varied lengths and thicknesses of the lines create a feeling of spontaneity, as if the painting itself is in motion, echoing the energy of a bustling marketplace. How does this choice of balance affect your perception of the overall composition? Do you find yourself feeling more engaged by the fluidity and unpredictability of the lines? Next, we should consider the harmony present in TPC No. 5. The colors within the piece create a sense of unity, despite their complexity. Niebuhr skillfully employs a palette that includes both warm and cool tones, allowing for a balance that does not overwhelm yet maintains visual intrigue. This sense of unity is reinforced by recurring shapes and motifs that emerge throughout the composition. Colors seem to repeat in various forms, linking different parts of the painting together. This harmony can serve as a visual metaphor for the interconnectedness of urban life, where multiple individual stories converge and influence one another. How does this sense of interconnectedness resonate with your experiences in a city? Do you see reflections of your own life in this vibrant network of shapes and colors? Contrast plays a significant role in adding depth and interest to the painting as well. The juxtaposition of thick, bold lines against thinner, softer ones creates a visual tension that keeps the viewer engaged. Additionally, the contrast between the vibrant colors of the lines and the subdued gray background enhances the painting's overall impact, making the abstract representation stand out. This creates focal points that guide the viewer's eye from one area of the painting to another, emphasizing specific shapes and forms. How can contrast enhance our understanding of the deeper themes captured within the artwork? While examining the principles of movement and pattern, we can see how Niebuhr effectively leads the viewer's eye across the canvas. The arrangement of lines creates a sense of flow, suggesting the motion of carts making their way through bustling streets. Implied lines formed by the intersections of the shapes create pathways that draw us into the art, prompting our gaze to explore its entirety. This not only captures the essence of urban life, but also allows viewers to engage with the artwork on multiple levels. Do you feel a sense of movement as you look at the piece? In terms of scale and proportion, Niebuhr utilizes varying sizes of line work to create both emphasis and intrigue. Some lines take up substantial space, becoming focal points, while others recede into the background, allowing for depth and layering. This choice influences our perception of what is significant in the piece, just like in urban settings, where certain elements demand our attention while others provide context without overshadowing the most vital components. How does this fluctuation in scale affect your understanding of the various elements and themes present in the work? As we synthesize these observations, we can see how the elements of art and principles of design come together to enhance Niebuhr's artistic intent. TPC number 5 is more than a simple depiction of a trolley cart. It is a commentary on the interconnected stories that proliferate in urban landscapes. The lines that crisscross the canvas evoke the daily journeys of countless individuals as they navigate the streets. The dynamic interplay of color, shape, and movement fosters a dialogue about the complexity of life in the city, reinforcing the idea that mundane objects can hold deeper meanings. In conclusion, the overall impact of TPC number 5 lies in its ability to engage viewers on both emotional and conceptual levels. By employing a variety of elements and design principles, Niebuhr creates a captivating visual experience that compels us to reflect on our own urban narratives. As we stand before this piece, we are prompted to consider not only its aesthetic qualities, but also the stories and relationships that exist within our shared urban environments. How does this artwork push us to examine the way we interact with our surroundings and the individuals who populate them? This is the beauty of abstract art. It challenges us to dig deeper, to find meaning in the connections and complexities that define our lives.